Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Road into Thursday, the 28th of May that you're on. Here at the controls of the vehicle going down that road is Doug Steffen, along with the magnificent Molly Page, the news sage, and Ken Kessler, getting to the bottom of what the Army did, why they did it. It was a mistake to send that anthrax out. Is that what they do? Yeah, that's the Simpsons, right?
Yes.
Is it do or do? Which is it?
Do.
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 Do. A deer, a female deer, a long, long way from home, me a name. All right, well, let's get to the bottom of this,
let's share
Molly.
With some anthrax.
Yeah, okay, anthrax. We love anthrax. We want lots and lots of anthrax.
Your question, if I may recap.
Yes. This is from a previous conversation in a previous hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, yes.
Doug so eloquently asked, why is there still anthrax?
Yes, I did.
Yes, they were doing new diagnostic tests to identify biological threats.
Really?
That's why the DOD says they keep active agents.
Your tax dollars at work, folks.
That's right.
So this is, yep. Let's have some more. Let's make some more anthrax so we can screw things up some more. Okay, so it was going from one laboratory to another so that it could be examined at the other laboratory as well?
Yes, but they didn't know that it was still alive.
No. No. Yes. How does one tell whether anthrax is dead or alive?
They take its pulse.
Really?
I don't know.
Huh. There must be some... way of telling that anthrax, then, by definition, must be organic. It is of nature.
It is of nature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nature. Mother Nature plays tricks on us when it's, there are a lot of things in nature that other natural things take and misuse, misconstrue, but isn't that all part of nature, too? It's all part of discovery, right?
Nature's a tricky little monkey.
Yes. All right. So anthrax... gets sent, at least it didn't get sent to the White House. Didn't that happen the last time?
Yeah.
It wasn't done by the Army Corps of Engineers. It was done by somebody from Russia that doesn't like the people that are in the White House. Right?
I think it was somebody from Texas last time.
Yeah, I don't think it was Russia.
It's raining too much there. They can't do that now.
Right.
Right.
All right, so we'll step in.
Is there anything else that we need to know about this other than it was done by fools for foolish reasons?
No, I think you pretty much covered it.
Good,
all right. Just done the story that way.
Next foolish thing going on is FIFA and the scandals and the rumors of scandals, the corruption. Sounds like a perfect, this is a good television program, don't you think?
FIFA?
FIFA.
It does sound like a poodle, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Okay, so the investigations continue as to why we're doing it, how we... have figured out this was in our best interest. I, as an American taxpayer, don't really give much of a hoot about this. So I'm figuring this is more of a waste of my tax dollars as well. Do you want to prove me wrong or not, Molly?
I don't know that I can ever prove you wrong, Doug.
Ah.
I can argue with you just for fun.
Yes, I understand that.
However, in this case, the Justice Department unsealed 47-count indictment in federal court in Brooklyn yesterday, and it detailed the charges against 14 people accused of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracy.
Yeah.
Most people who are familiar with FIFA have known that it's been corrupt for a long, long, long time. This is not news to so many people.
Most of the big professional sports organizations are corrupt.
Yeah.
By their nature. It's a natural thing. Happens.
Right.
It's all of nature. Corruption is natural.
What are you selling today? Anyway,
yes,
the FIFA officials are being accused of bribes totaling more than $150 million.
Just think of how good that was. When you get it down to it, it's good for the economy to have more money in the economy. So this is just good for the economy. They should be thanking these guys instead of bringing them up on charges.
Well, no, I think the money was pretty much pocketed by people. I don't know how it's
good
for the economy.
They would spend it for something else, right? Money goes. When you get money, do you care about the source of it? You just spend it, right?
No, I care
make
about the source.
Make payments on that 2003 luxury vehicle of yours?
That's right. Yeah. Only six more payments to go.
Well, there you go.
101,000 miles.
And then you can start all over again, another one.
That's right.
All right. Okay. So
in the meantime,
yes.
Duct tape.
Hmm.
Keep it together with duct tape.
Yeah. All right.
Basically, you had asked yesterday why the U.S. was involved, and from the answers that I've read about is because they were using U.S. dollars for these bribes. U.S. dollars were changed.
There's no good reason for America to be involved. It just is.
Well, if I can just add
I'd
to that.
I'd love that, Kenny. Yes, please.
You can
just do what you'd like.
Okay. Our new friend Loretta Lynch says that the activity affected interstate and foreign commerce, and that much of the bribing took place in New York.
And how did it affect interstate commerce?
Because it affected the sponsorships for the World Cup games.
Really? Did that mean the World Cup games weren't going to make any money?
No, it meant that whoever had the most money got to have the World Cup games instead of their organization voting on where they should be.
And why is that our business?
Because we're part of it,
and
because they were making these shady deals in America.
Oh, really? Well, I fail to see how that negatively impacts you and me. And I'm a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer. How does this get into the way of your being able to live a normal life?
Does not affect me one bit.
No. Molly, does it affect you?
No, not so much.
No, okay. Doesn't affect me either. And I dare say it doesn't affect one other, if it maybe a few taxpayers, but not a whole lot. But yeah, we're putting a lot of money and time into this. Bad judgment, says me. What say you? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. What's the number one trending thing? What's the number one trending thing on our social media, Kenny?
People talking about the IRS. People talking about anthrax.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anthrax, we've taken care of that. Is it just like, what are they doing? Is it the same questions being asked that I've asked already?
Yeah, a lot of it is, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. What's the U.S. Defense Department doing with anthrax?
Uh-huh.
Don't accept shipments from the Pentagon.
Don't open your FedEx packages today. All right, so then there's the IRS and 104,000 people whose identities were compromised. So what are people saying about that?
Let's see. Joseph said they launched a criminal investigation. Big deal. The info has been stolen, and the victims will have to deal with that because the IRS did not have proper safeguards in place.
What a shocker that is. That affects a lot of people. I think we should spend some more money at the IRS making them a more efficient operation, don't you? Let's throw a couple of million more of U.S. taxpayer dollars into the operation at the IRS so that they can run their operation better and have more audits and put more people up the river because they didn't pay their taxes. What do you think? Yes?
Oh, they're going to need at least $1 billion for that.
How about we get rid of the IRS? How about we get rid of the tax system as we have it now, and have a fair tax system. A new sort of system where everybody pays the same. A taxing that is fair. The more money you spend, the more money you pay in taxes. That is, when you spend money to buy things, you pay a tax on whatever you buy, and then everybody pays. There's no underground economy. What about that for an idea, boys and girls? What do you think? You voting for me, Molly, on this, too?
Yes, I will vote for. I'll even wear your T-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had any Hillary stories today at all, and the only one we had yesterday was about her new T-shirt.
That's a funny T-shirt, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because it looks like the pantsuit that she used to wear, but it's a T-shirt of her pantsuit.
Think she was offended by that? You think
no,
won?
Actually,
it's on her website. You can buy it, and the money goes to her campaign.
Yeah.
So who's the silly person here now? They aren't silly. 16 yeah. past the hour. Doug Steffen, I'm feeling moderately silly today, and so...
It's a good thing.
The listener beware. So I have to say, oh, you know what is going on today? I've been talking about this all week long. The auction at Iron Planet. Molly's not too big into this. Kenny, if he had his boy toys, because boys will have their toys. I'll bet, though, there are more women running construction companies now than ever before, Molly. I'll bet there are a lot of women who are just like you, who are running a big construction outfit, and they would like to know what's going on with these 2,200 items that are for sale, come from a lot of big construction companies that are either updating their equipment, they don't need as much equipment anymore, so all these loaders and excavators and trucks and trailers and tractors and whatever there is that helps support the construction industry, you see these road projects all up and down the highway. Every interstate highway you're on, every local road, there's a construction project. There are excavators, there are bulldozers.
So these are used?
Yes.
Pieces of equipment that you can buy at a good deal.
IronPlanet.com is where you go to preview and bid on the items. You can start today because the auction is today and tomorrow at IronPlanet.com. IronPlanet.com. Ironclad assurances. All the items are inspected and backed by the company. So you know when they tell you you're getting something, you get it. And if you find out that... what you bid on isn't as they said it was, then you get your money back. That's the way it works at Iron Planet. A huge auction with all this stuff for sale today and tomorrow. The bottom line, the feature here is you can see photos, you can browse the inventory, and you can bid today using your mobile device. Just text the word LIFT to 511-511. Registration on IronPlanet.com. It's free. Text the word LIFT to 511-511. See all the items in the Iron Planet Giant Auction up today. Get the deal straightened out in your head by texting the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. Iron Planet's huge May auction starts today.
Tonight on NBC, David Duchovny stars in the premiere of Aquarius. A 60s cop faces a new generation of crime.
You gotta read his rights.
You, dirtbag, have the right to rights you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in.
And a small-time criminal will become a legend.
Charlie Manson. One day, the world will know our name.
David Duchovny returns to network television in the two-hour premiere of Aquarius. Tonight on NBC.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
People in the news. Tracy Morgan has settled his lawsuit against Walmart. Remember the accident last year? Badly injured when a Walmart truck slammed into a limo that he was in. Wasn't somebody killed in that?
Yeah. His friend was killed in that. It was on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Right. All right. So how much money did he get? Do you know?
It was out-of-court settlement and undisclosed.
Come on. I want to know how much he's getting.
I bet he got buckets full.
I bet he did, too. But his life is practically ruined, isn't it? I mean, not that he was the greatest in the world anyway. I was never a fan. But this was not his choice. He didn't do anything wrong. Driver wasn't doing anything wrong. He's just a victim of circumstance.
Right.
Whatever he gets, he deserves to get. And whatever punishment Walmart gets, I suppose they deserve.
He did say Walmart did right by me and my family and for my associates and their families.
All right. So that's good. Good. Sad condition, however. According to what happened.
A little
over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Fans of the Doobie Brothers, raise your hands, please. Raise both your hands, Kenny. This cut from the album Stampede is being provided to your ears and your brain by the Doug Steffen Good Day program as an acknowledgement of what happened on this date in 1975 for the Doobies, because the album went gold. This is a San Jose group, had 16 number one songs, or close to number one over their career. This was one of them, Blackwater, March of 1975. One of their other number one songs that went gold, not from this album, What a Fool Believes, in the 1979, I think that was big. So the Doobies here, crank it up, Kara, for a moment.
I don't care, don't make no difference to me.
I was watching on PBS last night a replay of the 2014 induction ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and one of the recipients was decrying how many groups in Philadelphia had not been admitted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think there's a lot of, more people think about what's going on. This must be very political, what goes on there, because I keep asking why the Moody Blues are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, for God's sakes, of all of the classic rock musicians that have existed, these guys have got to be certainly number one or number two in terms of sales, if nothing else, popularity, and they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why? It becomes almost a joke when you think about it. You want to be critical, looking at what goes on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who's in there. I don't even know how. Is that kind of like FIFA, Kenny, in a way? Controlled by interests that don't really, they're private. It's a private group.
I'd be surprised if there was money involved.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of music critics who feel like they have the power now.
Ah, I see. Like the Baseball Hall of Fame. Writers are the ones who nominate. Okay, got it. 26 after the hour. In this portion of the program, often, if not most every day, we go back to the previous day or previous recent days when there's good audio from television programs. Oftentimes the monologues are good, but most of those in rerun. So let's do some pensive cooperative thinking with Wendy Williams, who answers audience members' questions about particular issues and does a very good job of it. Here first, she answers a question about a friend who doesn't pay when they go out.
I have a friend for over 20 years, and every time we do ladies' night out, she knows I make a little more money than her. And she wants to take the most expensive restaurants, tons of drinks, and when it's time to pay the bill, she conveniently goes to the bathroom, goes to get the car, and I say, fuck the bill. So I don't know what to do with a 20-year relationship. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, we're all grown, so we know how to say what we mean without hurting feelings. Straight talk makes for straight understanding. I know exactly what you're saying, because I often get put in that same position. However, I make it very clear, okay, we're going out, bring your credit card, because there's no money tree growing in the backyard.
Absolutely.
I'm not counting your money. Don't you count mine.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
If they're real friends, that's very sage advice. Here she gives advice about a coworker making fun of this person's weight.
I have a coworker who's skinny shaming me. I recently lost 15 pounds as my last baby weight. And he tells me things like, I look like I'm dying, I need to eat more, and he does it in front of other coworkers. So I haven't said anything to respond. I kind of just...
How long has this been going on? You haven't said anything? You're a better woman than me. What?
I feel like he's putting me on the spot, so...
Tell him shut the hell up. You kidding?
Yeah.
I have to say, it's as bad as fat shaming. And when I say that, I have a very dear friend. She's about the size of my pinky. And she told me, you know... Just as bad as fat shaming is, it hurts when people skinny shame. So you tell him shut the hell up, and that'll learn him.
Wow. But that's pretty true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why do people feel... My stepmother's like that. She always feels compelled to tell everybody everything that they don't really need to know, or they must have thought it through on their own. And then after it takes... After the reality sets in... she never feels like she did the wrong thing, and she's always doing the wrong thing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Mother Jones is David Korn, and the National Review's Rich Lowry. Coming right up, what's this fight between normal allies, Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren, over the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and Rich Lowry. What's this fight between normal allies, Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren, over the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
There's been the school of thought the last several years that Republicans oppose the president even when he supports their policies. And here you see that's wrong.
On this matter,
Republicans
right.
are going to the mat to try to get this through right. with the president's support. And maybe there's been a view on the Republican side that the president is high-handed and arrogant and personalizes political disputes only when he's dealing with them, which is also wrong. This is just the way he is. It's the way he's argues.
I think it was a mistake. I don't think it was respectful. And it was Elizabeth Warren, obviously a very smart woman who has taught at Harvard Law, where he attended,
wow.
has made a very good, substantive argument about some very key parts of the fast-track authority issue and the Trans-Pacific Pact Trade Accord. And he didn't address that. He just dismissed them. I don't think that's why Senate Democrats rebuffed him. They all had their own set of policy grounds.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
ExtendoVite.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Very informative, interested in what's going on in your community, your state, what's going on in our country, around the world. Thanks to Molly Page, the news sage, and Ken Kessler for taking time out of their busy schedule to be here on the program to help us understand what's going on. It was really good of you both to show up. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. We ask tough questions and hope somebody else has the answers.
I think that's a slam aimed at the host of the program.
No.
Yes.
We love you.
No, I didn't say that, not about not loving me. I just think that's a slice. I ask questions and I expect answers. Answers. You want answers? You don't deserve answers.
That's right. You can't handle
it. You can't handle the answers. Okay, so Nebraska has abolished the death penalty. Because they can't get enough juice to kill the people off who have been sitting on death row for 30 years. So it's time to just throw in the towel.
They killed
right?
it.
They kill the death penalty. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? I'm going to come up with a song.
Maybe a Willie Nelson song. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, why is this unusual?
Well, they did become, yesterday, Nebraska became the first conservative state in more than 40 years to abolish the death penalty. Mm-hmm. And the Republican governor, Pete Ricketts, he wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
But no such luck.
Why is it that this becomes a Republican versus Democrat thing? I mean, think about it. How foolish is that? That the Republicans want to be identified because it's tough with the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Really? That's one of the reasons I think I'm no longer a Republican. Because all of these things are just sort of like rote. Most hardcore, and that's why I don't like to do politics on this program, because hardcore political thinkers are normally, not always, but normally wrong in their thinking, their justification, that's called justification thinking. Justify one thing with, this is the way conservatives think, or this is the way liberals think. If all conservatives think that way, then they're not thinking. Or if all liberals think that way, they're not thinking. They're just following the Pied Piper of the party. Right?
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So if you don't think for yourself, you know, this is the way all conservatives do it, and of course I'm a conservative, so that's the way I think. Really?
Well, those who are usually for the death penalty think it's a form of justice. It's a form of revenge and a form of justice. But and they also think it's a deterrent, but it's not.
No.
Statistics show that it is in no way a deterrent.
Nonsense.
And because of our legal system with all the appeals, it actually costs taxpayers more to put someone to death.
And that's why I'm opposed to it. People say, well, you're a liberal or you're a conservative based on this, that, or the other thing. Most everything that I think about or have in this kind of an arena, most all of my thinking is dominated by how much does it cost. And it having somebody on death row is crazy expensive and just plain crazy because it doesn't act as a deterrent. So why are we doing it? Plus the fact too many people and more are showing up, like the guy last week, who are on death row that aren't guilty.
Right.
How many people have we put to death, and on whose conscience is it that people are put to death and they're not guilty?
Right. By a witness who then recounts their testimony years later, and the guy's already gone.
Good police work there, Fred. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, so Nebraska doesn't have the death penalty any longer. Nah, 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 nah. How many other states don't? I think
18 states in Washington, D.C. have banned the death penalty.
Banned it?
Yes.
I thought it was more than that, frankly. Okay, how many people on death row, anybody know, in this country? Well, it's Molly. She gets uncomfortable when I ask her.
Because I want to know everything.
Really? That's the only reason I ask it, because I knew you wouldn't know that.
You drive me crazy.
I know it.
Stuff.
Isn't it great?
All right, let me look into this, and I'll let you know next week.
All right, let me know sooner or later. Next item of interest here, the situation in Chicago. Chicago, it's a heck of a town. Chicago, always known as one of the most corrupt cities. Great city. I love Chicago.
Isn't that their pitch for travel and tourism?
Come live and work in Chicago, America's most corrupt city.
That's right.
Philadelphia's
pretty
close.
We're number one.
Yeah. All right, so what's the latest fiasco? The two of you have combined resources on this to explain to the world what it is that Chicago has to be embarrassed about today.
Two ex-Chicago police officers posed more than a decade ago. But they posed with an African-American man lying on his stomach with deer antlers strapped to his head while they're holding shotguns.
This is a person that's been charged with a crime or has been found guilty of a crime?
I think he was a drug suspect.
And they forced him to lay on the ground and put antlers on?
Yeah, the photo was taken somewhere between 1999 and 2000 at a Chicago police station, the Chicago Sun-Times this week.
Why are we talking about this now, then?
Because the Chicago Sun-Times this week published it.
Well, how'd they get a hold of it?
The Cook County judge declined to keep the photo out of the public eye, which is how they were allowed to publish
it. So somebody had this photo, and somebody else was trying to keep them from making it public. I'm going to guess that someone who doesn't like the Chicago police had this picture, and somebody in the Chicago police decided that we ought not to do this, so we better do what we can to keep this from getting out, because it'll be yet another black eye with the hundreds, if not thousands, of black eyes we already have. Is that fair, Kenny?
Sounds fair to me.
Yeah. I'm just wanting to know so who had been keeping this picture for all these years, and why now? What is there? Is there a retirement party for these two cops? And therefore it got it was 2 weeks ago, in my mind, maybe three, when it was announced the Chicago police put aside $5 million to pay off a number of suits against the city of Chicago and the police department because of the shenanigans of just one police officer. Over 20 years he was on the force, and he did all kinds of really abusive, unseemly things, and finally it caught up with him, so they had to pay off all these families. That's not the same guy, though, right?
My understanding is that these officers were involved in some issues. The officers in the photo were part of a disgraced special unit that was accused of robbing drug dealers and other individuals of hundreds of thousands of dollars. One of the officers is serving a 12-year prison sentence for robbery and home invasion after pleading guilty in 2011.
Really? All right.
The other one was fired. How they got the photo, I'm not sure.
Most of the question. Go ahead.
The FBI found the photo while they were doing an investigation of all the bad things the Chicago Police Force has been up to.
Ah. Now, there's money well spent. See, I was talking about the money that we waste in this country. The federal investigations into FIFA, for example, I think that's a ridiculous waste of time and resources. But this is something that I think we ought to be digging around in. And so I'm not happy that they found it, but I am pleased that we are using some of our resources to ferret out these no good.
Boy, the department is trying hard to keep it out of the public eye, though. The Sun-Times who got it from the court file.
Yeah. All right. Next item of interest today that you'll be talking about through the day after you find out what's going on, courtesy of us and our intelligence, food stamps.
Ah.
Now being used to get better food. In fact, Kenny, this is something that's being done more and more. We all question that's an assumption. Many people question the use of food stamps. When you stand in line at a grocery store and somebody comes along with food stamps and they're using it to pay for beer or whatever other thing.
Beer's a food? What are you talking about?
Well, it's not. Okay. It's not mean potatoes, though. All right, so how are these food stamps being used, Kenny? Where do we go to get the better food?
Molly, I think it was Michigan, as one of the first states that has said you'll now be able to use this at farmers markets.
Yeah, Michigan is allowing SNAP. It used to be called food stamps. Now they're being called SNAP benefits.
Really?
At
what does
150.
SNAP stand for SNAP.
It stands for SNAP. Anyway, they're being used at 150 farmers markets across Michigan, and you can get double bucks, so $40 worth of fresh fruits and vegetables for every $20 of the food stamp SNAPs purchase. So it lets people eat healthier.
Good.
It brings money to local farmers.
Good.
Kind of a win-win, yeah?
Yeah. Good.
By the way, SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Well, of course it does.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Good.
Oh,
all right.
Snap.
So we got that coming up. If you have excellent credit, some ideas for new credit cards for you. 17 before the hour. Right now in the idea department, I'd like to plant an idea in your brain. If you're getting ready to look better, how many people do that? In the morning, you get up, look in the mirror, and you think to yourself, I look pretty good today, or, ooh, I don't look so good today. And part of it is driven by how much of you want to have exposed in the summertime. Like, I get farmer's tan in the summertime. It goes up to about halfway up my arms because I wear T-shirts and short-sleeve shirts. So when I'm out in the tractor, out in the sunshine, that's what gets in the back of my neck and my face and stuff. I haven't done much of it yet because I haven't really been out much. We haven't really gotten a good start on things, but this weekend I think we are going to. So I'll be conscious of that. Sometimes I'm conscious of my hairline, as you may be. And so if you are lacking in that department and just kind of noticing it for the first time, your cognitive reasoning powers, have you focused on this for the first time because you want to go swimming and you want, when your hair is wet, you can see where the holes are. So if you want to have a thicker, fuller head of hair and not suffer that embarrassment, my suggestion is you use a product called Provia. Give the folks who make Provia a call, 800-525-8319. Why should you use Provia? Well, first, it's the only natural hair thinning treatment that has been shown to work on the areas that cause hair thinning in the first place. Your pores get plugged up because you've used cheap shampoos, you've used creams, lotions, things on your hair that have plugged up the pores, so the follicles that are under your scalp can't come through. When the old hair falls out, the new ones can't get through because the pores are plugged with all that gluck that comes from using cheap hair products. So Provia will work. Almost a miracle. 800-525-8319. Cleanse the pores and get your hair back. And the Provia formula makes the hair that you have on your head a little thicker. It seems, you know, there are things you can put in your hair that make the volume. You can wash your hair with volumizer shampoos, that sort of thing. Well, that's what this does. Only it's all natural. It's not going to mess things up. Not going to plug up your pores. It's going to cleanse them. 800-525-8319. Order today and get a powerful concentrate that'll help this Provia action work faster, so you get your hair back quicker. You'll feel like a brand new person. It's a superb product. I use it myself to maybe address some of those little spots here and there. You know, we have them. You have them. Most everybody's got them. So let's get the hair back. Provia. Call now. 800-525-8319.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
There are more than 23 million small businesses in the United States looking to make their mark on the economy. But business ventures can be expensive and loan options confusing. PayPal offers a quick and easy way to secure your finances.
Well, small business owners agree that it's still far too hard to get a loan from a bank. Luckily, non-bank alternatives have entered the market, including PayPal. PayPal Working Capital has actually loaned $500 million to small businesses. Loans like this consider information that your banks don't consider, like online sales history. You can apply in minutes without a personal credit check or a personal guarantee. And then perhaps the best part is, they only have to pay back the loan when they get paid by their customers. Beyond credit, we want to help convert shoppers into buyers with our one-touch PayPal button. It's a single click to purchase without exchanging personal information. We're the leader in bringing these solutions together to help small businesses grow.
Simple steps to make sure your small business has continued success. Learn more at paypal.com/business.
All right. For those of you who have excellent credit, Kenny, I'm betting you have good credit. Molly, I'm betting you have good credit.
So.
There are banks actively looking for you as a new credit card customer, unprecedented deals. The Blue Cash Preferred Card from American Express is an example. It's a great cashback card. Card holders earn spectacular 6% cashback at supermarkets. So if you spend $6,000, you get $360 back on your purchases. How's that for a deal? Not bad, right?
Not
the
bad.
Blue Cash Card from American Express. That's something new. Then there is the Chase Slate Card. Have you heard of this? Chase Bank, not one of my faves, but they are happy to get those people who have zero credit card balance. See, that was my problem for many years. I couldn't get new credit cards because I always paid off my balance every month. Who wants somebody like you? Can't make any money on that stuff. So the Slate card has, no introductory APR, 15 months zero interest, yada, yada, yada. There's no annual fee. So I wonder sometimes, again, how they make any money. Citibank Simplicity Card. If you're shopping for a special item for yourself or somebody else, this card will let you make big purchases and then carry the balance for a year without paying a dime of interest. You can charge $21,000 and not pay any interest. So why would they want you to do that? What's in it at the end of the day here? Bank AmeriCard cash. Go ahead, Kenny.
After that introductory period goes up and you're used to not paying anything, you haven't paid it off.
Uh-huh.
And then, surprise.
But people who have good credit, don't they, as a matter of course, pay these things off. Even if you spend $18,000, $20,000 a month in credit card expenses, why, you know, just pay it off. I don't see the reward here. I'm happy to have my little card, my little local bank, and don't let me spend more than $1,000 a day, and I know I'm not digging a hole. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We ply his trade by talking about the iPhone hacking situation. I may ask him some of the same embarrassing questions I asked you, Molly, earlier on, whether he has the answer or not. Aha! We will find out. When you're shopping today, Greg's going to tell you where to buy to get the best prices. Stand by for that info next here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All right, so let's explain to people what it is that has gone on with iPhones or iPhone owners That causes a bit of a concern. And I preface this by trying to understand what would motivate somebody to do this, A, and how they actually have the brain power to figure out this would do what it does. So let me start with that, Greg. What does this hack or whatever this message is, what does it do and how does it do it?
It is a very specific string of characters, and if you text that to someone with an iPhone, it will either cause the phone to shut down or crash, or it will cause you to be locked out of your messages app. So the fact that it can cause two different outcomes is interesting. But essentially what's happening is this: for some reason, this string of characters causes the phone to try to do something that is not possible within the hardware of the phone. So it in a sense goes into an endless loop of trying to do something it can't do and never stopping, and then it either crashes or you can't get in.
And the point of that is?
Well, first of all, I suspect that someone either discovered this by accident or was just...
What, by accident you come up with a bunch of Arabic characters just by accident and put them in an email?
I mean, someone may have been doing some programming and noticed that this outcome came and then realized, oh, if I do this, you know, it's like the way penicillin was discovered, right? You were doing something else and you noticed the pattern and you said,
so there's no damage other than, I mean, there's no harmful...
Well, other than you blowing your cool because you're upset because your phone keeps crashing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does not damage
the phone. But do you lose data? No, you're not losing anything.
No, it's merely an annoyance, and then what you can do is reply to the person that sent you the text. So if this happens to your phone, someone deliberately sent you this message.
All right. Let's talk about shopping, where to get the best prices. Probably the best example of buying online or anywhere of varying prices is what you pay for a seat in an airline. Everybody that goes from Boston to L.A., when I do it frequently, you talk to them and they pay something different than you have.
Well, that's right. And so we all understand that prices can fluctuate based on time. Mm-hmm. What most of us don't understand is the same thing happens not just to airline tickets, but in the retail environment too. Prices can change on a daily or even an hourly basis. So a company called TrackIF, T-R-A-C-K-I-F, TrackIF.com, has created a website where they literally track the prices of over 4 million products. So if you're shopping for a TV, for instance, you'd want to know whether the price is at a high cycle or a low cycle, because if it was at a high cycle, you'd want to wait until it dropped again. So I picked randomly a 55-inch Samsung TV. It was $1,000 one day and $750 the next.
Really?
You'd want to know that kind of information, and you can get it at TrackIF.com.
All right, so that's the website of the day, Kenny. We ought to highlight that. TrackIF.com. Free site, tracks the prices of lots of items ready to buy. Go to TrackIF.com. It'd be a great advertiser, too, to have. TrackIF.com. Thanks for the info from Greg.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.